This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, October 22nd. God's word to you today is sacrifice. And this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 16, verses 25 to 26. And it says, around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And suddenly there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. While the prison doors are removed from the body and have no contact with the body of the prisoners, the chains have direct contact with the hands and the legs, the body of the prisoners. In the name of Jesus, everything that has been put on your body as a chain is broken now in the name of Jesus. Amen. You step out of your devotion time with God. Because of you, the chains and the shackles on everyone around you will also be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise and prayer birth the sound of freedom. It is a great thing we have this guaranteed in this season by the grace of God. The second thing in birthing the sound of freedom is sacrifice. 1 Samuel 7 verse 10 says, just as Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines arrived to attack Israel. But the Lord spoke with a mighty voice of thunder from heaven that day, and the Philistines were thrown into such confusion that the Israelites defeated them. The Philistines arrived late. Your enemies will arrive late in the name of Jesus. Amen. Samuel had already started the sacrifice before the Philistines arrived. Everyone that is antagonizing you will misstep in the name of Jesus. Amen. This season, all the enemies of your destiny will hear a mighty thunder from heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And every representative of Philistines in your life will be thrown into confusion in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We must understand that the foundation of any sacrifice we can bring to God is the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Any sacrifice outside of Christ is a bloody waste of time. But most times, God will require you to offer a sacrifice. The problem with the West is the new generation wants greatness without sacrifice. Their parents understood sacrifice. They paid the price. But now their children want greatness without sacrifice. Guess what? This mentality is even creeping into Africa. Africans that had a deep understanding of sacrifice are also now seeking greatness without sacrifice. We have people that want to pass exams without reading. People graduate from university and their goal is to make it. What do you mean by make it? I want to hammer. No vision. No clue on how to pay the price in the place of work. God does not work like that. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the wisdom to pay the price required for the great destiny you have lined up for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.